Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. First Friday in the season of spring, and you can tell because it's pouring rain outside, 18 minutes past the hour. Getaway Friday, June the 23rd, 2023, 6:23:23. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan and Sean Kraft, who decides to wait until we turn on the microphones to clear his throat. That's a perfect time to do it, Sean.
Absolutely.
Professional broadcaster as always.
That's right. You know,
you don't even have the microphone in your face.
I got... Who messed with you? You are such a mess over there, off the show. Who messed with my microphone?
How long have you been sitting there? 25, 30 minutes, and now you decide to adjust the microphone
now
and clear your throat.
It's fixed now. 100%.
Golly.
100% fixed.
Okay. Matt, how are you?
I'm good.
Talking into the wrong mic.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing?
We need to show up to rehearsal before the show. This is terrible. My Lord. Yeah, put that on. let's restart the show, okay? Audience, we're going to restart the show. How is everybody tonight?
Good. How are you doing,
sir? Oh, terrific. It's Friday night. It's raining. It's summer. It's beautiful. Let's roll here tonight. We got topics galore.
Fantastic.
Now, you met Pastor Craig earlier on for the first time today. We did a whole little show with him on the Exchange Club, and we did not get to the top 10 list. So I'm promising you something, audience, tonight. Before this show's over, we're going to have a top 10 list. And we're even going to have a drum roll. I'm going to give you a little taste of the drum roll. You ready for this?
I can't hear. Will you turn that speaker?
Well, I haven't played it yet. There's nothing to hear.
I know, but I got to turn it up, though.
This is a little taste of what the top 10 list is going to be like later on. Get ready at home. That's just a little taste.
I can't even hear that.
What was there? Did you hear, Matt?
Yeah, I heard it.
His ears are full of gravy and ketchup and mustard and all kinds of stuff. So listen, next week we're going to have a special guest. I thought we were going to have one tonight. We plugged it today, but she's busy getting ready for a graduation party. So by God, she's going to be with us next week if we have to kidnap her and drag her out of her house. She's going to be here next week. But we've got a myriad of topics tonight you're not going to want to miss. By the way, phone lines are always open here at WGH Talk. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The top 10 category, by the way, is what I... Here's what happened. This is why we have a top 10. The other day, Abby, our dear friend here at the station, who comes on from time to time with us, decided she was going to give me a nickname. And she gave me a profane nickname that I cannot even say on the air. And I said, that's inappropriate. We cannot do that. So what she did was, she came up with 10 nicknames for me. So later on, and they all begin with S. So later on, we're going to have the top 10 nicknames given to me, your moderator, by Abby. I can never remember her last name. She's been married so many times. Her last name changes so often. But by Abby. Okay? Does everybody understand the category?
Yes.
Top 10 nicknames given to me by Abby.
I'm kind of upset we forgot about it this morning.
Are you excited for this?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to... Wait, and the drum roll? People will shut their televisions off all across Marion. It'll just be this tonight. So stay tuned. That's going to come up in hour number two tonight. Don't let me forget this, Matt, like I did earlier.
All right.
And do you know what the nickname that caused all this was? We can't... Don't say it. But do you know?
I do not.
Shih Tzu. And she didn't call me a Shih Tzu.
I know what she called
you. Well, you know... Whoa. This is good. This is G-rated radio. But why do I call you Adam all the time? Matt...
You call him Adam?
I don't know what it is. Matt, earlier on, came in here and mispronounced the dog's name, Shih Tzu. And you know, I thought maybe there was an accident somewhere in the studio. Oh, we're already getting a call. I told you, bad weather means all kinds of things. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, yo, Scott, you know, Adam's the windpipe.
Adam is the windpipe, yes.
We could call you Motormouth or something like that.
No, we can't call me Motor Mouth. That's not a good nickname. Are you excited for this top 10 list?
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of something to call you, too. I thought Motor Mouth sounded good since you like to run the mouth.
Well, I don't necessarily know that I like to run my mouth. I like to moderate programs.
Right, but you gotta be good at talking to do that.
Hey, did you hear the show earlier on with the return of Pastor Craig?
Yeah.
How'd you like it? I thought it was a good show earlier.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah, it was a good show. And did Judy get her pizza?
No, I haven't heard from her. I tried to call her to see if we was going to do pizza night, and she hasn't answered, so I don't know.
But are you excited for this top 10 list? I mean, is the anticipation... We're going to put a drum roll. Have you heard we're going to do a drum roll?
Oh, no. Who's going to do that?
Did you hear the... You didn't hear the drum roll?
No.
Okay, hold your horses. We're going to get the drum roll playing here and again in the background. This is a little taste of what's going to happen later. You hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. It's going to be hot tonight. You don't want to miss this.
The new ones or the same ones you were talking about the other night?
No. The one she called me the other day, I had to scratch off. So these are 10 new nicknames given to me by... And you know Abby. She's full of Shih Tzu.
Well, we'll see how good a one she come up with.
Yeah, and the number one... Well, I don't want to give anything away. But if you like any of the... Listen, we're going to open up here with Matt and Sean, and we'll have you on the line here, Lee. Because maybe you have something to say about this whole Titanic disaster. That's the first topic tonight, since that's where we were with Pastor Craig earlier, and Matt and I. Of course, if you're just tuning in, the submarine that was going down to see the Titanic, we found out yesterday that it had imploded on itself, and all five inside were very sadly killed. Bodies have not been rescued. And people have a lot of thoughts about this. We did a whole show on it earlier. Lee, what are your thoughts on this whole Titanic mess?
I feel for the people that, you know, wanted the thrill of a lifetime, went down there and, you know, met their death. But, you know, you were talking about that rescue ship coming in or something. But once you're in that submarine like that, if you're having a problem, how are they going to open it up and get you out? They're almost going to have a good seal on that.
It would have been a problem, and I think they probably would have tried to drag it to the surface and then open it up. But, you know, it imploded on itself, so it's very, very sad. Now, Sean, you watch this a lot. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's very, very sad. Yeah, I mean, that's not the only trip that's made it down there. So, they made trips down there before with it, and it did perfectly fine. So we don't know exactly what caused it.
No, we don't know what caused it, but I guess the question is that should people really be doing these thrill-seeking things?
I mean, there should be some type of special permit or something you should have to get from whoever that ship's waters are in. Or if it's in international waters, you should get a permit from your home country or something. I mean, you know, they ought to be able question you and see if you actually got something that's capable of doing it, and instead of letting you go out there and then, you know, have to recover you or something later.
That's a good point. What do you think, Matt?
I think the whole situation is unfortunate. I think they could have put a little bit better work into the submarine, but, you know, what's done is done, I guess.
Like I said earlier, is there an irony that the Titanic sank, the big unsinkable ship, and when people were getting off, the rich got off and the poor really did not, and it wasn't made the right way, and obviously this was not made the right way either. Is there any thought given to that?
You know, the Titanic, the builders didn't really call it an unsinkable ship. The media is the one that's, you know, started doing that. You know, the builders knew that it could only, you know, there's so many sections, you know, that it held water. And once those was all breached, you know, that it would go down. But the media's the one, you know, that coined that the unsinkable ship, really.
That's true. Well, hey, thanks for calling. And if you have an opinion on anything else, call back. Wait till this top 10 list is going to blow your mind.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are always open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, why do people want to see the Titanic?
Well, it's history, you know, 100 years, and they wanted to see it before it starts getting more and more. Pretty soon it's going to be going away. It's not going to be there anymore. And I did find out the CEO of OceanGate is the wife is related to the people that died in the Titanic. I saw that story today.
I bet that's a little bit of a... I don't want to say that that's a fake story.
Yeah,
that sounds a little shaky to me.
That's what I said on a couple of the news sites today.
All I'm saying is I don't understand why people do stuff like this anyway, where there's a paper, the paper they had to sign to go down there three times said you might die. Why do that?
I don't know. And like I said, we don't know how true the story is, but the aunt is saying that the kid, the 19-year-old boy, did not want to even go, but he did it for his father, for Father's Day. But, you know, that's here to say, you know, that's kind of horrible. I hope they didn't fill it. I mean, I hope they didn't.
Even if that was true, why would you say that now? He's dead. He ain't coming back. The father's dead. He ain't coming back. Why would you say that? Well, what good does that do now?
I don't know. I don't know if it's because of the media or what.
She might just be mourning, and she's just spiteful that the young kid is now no longer living.
Well, a lot of people do lash out when people die. The anger is a sign of... It's one of the mourning steps.
Well, see, what the... I don't know what guy it was, but one of the guys backed out of it. It's one of the famous guys. Was supposed to go in on it, and he backed out of the last minute, seeing that there's not enough safety features on there for him to go on it. So, something just doesn't add up.
Well, clearly, I think the idea that there was some problem with the submarine is not in doubt. I think the problem is why... Would somebody want to do this?
I don't know. I mean, I couldn't even do an MRI. I don't even know if anybody can climb in as a sucker. I couldn't climb into it. I couldn't even do an MRI because I get claustrophobic.
I wonder if there was a weight limit because this thing had went down before and maybe they exceeded the weight limit.
I don't know. Five people, the other time they went, what, 31 times or something like that?
They went down a lot, but it imploded on itself. So something happened not too long after they went down.
Yeah. But at first, there was a bit the talk of the story was, oh, maybe the controller went dead, and they crashed. That was the top of the story at one time, you know, because it was controlled by an Xbox controller. So that's how they control it by. But you know, what I don't understand is how they lost connection with. So it must have happened pretty fast.
Well, yes, and they've said that now is they heard a noise that they thought was an implosion. But they didn't say that because they didn't know for sure. So really, more or less, we'll never know for sure, but more or less, they've been gone since Sunday.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you understand, Matt?
Yeah.
So all this time and all this effort. I just don't understand why they waited till the last day to bring in the equipment that did find them. When they knew they only had 10 hours of oxygen left, why would you wait like that?
Well, because they had to come clear across the country.
I think they could have sped that up.
Well, I mean, yeah, probably. I don't know. I mean, those suckers are heavy, so they have to go clear across. They have to go on the ocean. They have to travel clear across the ocean on that ship to get to them.
Yeah, how far out were they? Like, how far from shore were they? Like, how far was the nearest, like, Navy vessel or Coast Guard or whoever?
It wasn't incredibly far. It wasn't that far because the submarine got out there. I mean, they found it. What was the footage from the Titanic wreckage? It wasn't that far from the Titanic wreckage.
No, it wasn't. No, it was only like maybe like 90-something, I think it was.
So, it's weird to me that they couldn't find it quicker. Because once they got that thing in there Thursday morning, that medical, electronically controlled...
robot.
I guess... They found it immediately.
Yeah,
I don't know why they didn't do that in the first place.
Well, they said they had the robot had to travel clear across the country because it was not in that area.
Yeah, but I don't think it would take 4 days.
I don't know.
I mean, we need to get one for that area then.
It has to go on the ocean, so.
So, you know, God bless them. We've talked a lot about it today. Everybody's talked a lot. But I really, you know, I don't really care about the submarine at this point. I don't really care about the controller. I don't care about what the ant said. I'm sorry 5 people died, and I think that's what we should be thinking about.
Yeah.
I just personally, I hope they find the carcasses, or the bodies. I hope they find the bodies. If, you know, or at least something for the bodies, for the family.
Yeah. I don't think they will, but we can hold out hope.
Yeah.
All right, now on to lesser heavy news tonight. Let's do the... You have something you want to bring up here tonight, Sean. We'll go to that.
Oh, you mean the Passport Bros.
Passport Bros.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, tell the audience.
Well, I mean, basically what it is women... well, you Googled a little bit of it, too. Right?
Yeah, because I didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah. So, basically, the men are... It's almost like the mail order bride, almost kind of deal. They go over and they get the women in other countries, is what they're trying to do. Because
American boys do this, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Why?
Well, basically, they're saying because, like, there's like different meanings of it. A lot of people will say, if you read the whole story or article, I watched a video on YouTube. A lot of them, they say, well, a lot of the women hold higher standards here, and so they figure, well, we'll just go outside, because a lot of the people out in foreign countries don't have as higher standard as American women.
Now, when you say American women have a high standard for what?
I mean, just like, you know, like, for instance, like, you know, they want to be pampered. They want to be, you know, they want this. They want you to take care of them. Not all women, but most of the women. Women want to be taken care of. And in other countries, they're not raised that way.
So what do the people in the other countries want?
Basically just pure love, I guess.
Now, how much love can there be when you're ordering them?
Well, you're not really ordering
them like a case of fries.
No, you're not really ordering them because you're not...
I'll take her.
Huh?
I'll take her. Check. Cash.
You're not really
credit card. That's how you start a good loving relationship.
Yeah.
This is the bride I bought. We're in love now.
No, it's not really. You're not really buying them. You're just.
You can get an American girl to do that. You just whip the credit card out. They'll be in love with you forever.
You know.
Where is this located at?
Everywhere. It's a new thing.
You can choose the country, the origin of the girl you want. Like, if you want a Chinese girl, you can go to China.
Or if you want a Russian
girl, you can go to Russia.
Yeah.
If you want a Vietnamese girl, you can go to Vietnam. If you want a Latino girl, you can go to Mexico. Canadian girl, you can go to Canada. Do they just got them lined up, ready for love?
I mean,
we just got a call from an American guy. He wants a Canadian girl. Any Canadian girls ready for love? How does that work?
It's a brand new thing. It just really came
That's
out
horrible.
Not too long ago.
You think this is a good thing?
I mean, just like the Russian mail orders, or just like the 90-day fiancés, they go in, grab them, they bring them back, and they marry them, and then they get to stay in the United States. If you get married, you get to stay in.
But that's not love.
A lot of times it's not love. I think a lot of Russian women see the American guy and they want to come to America, so, yeah.
What do you think, Matt? You're single right now. You can get online. Find love.
I'm good.
Choose the nationality of the girl you want.
That's a lot of... I don't know.
Shih Tzu?
That's just...
Put a lot of Shih Tzu there?
Yeah. I feel... You just go talk to a person.
Well, see, here's the problem. These online dating sites and everything else like that, you don't know really who you're really talking to. Because these online profiles, a lot of times are fake. You know what I mean? You could be talking to a guy, for example.
Well, why do you need to date online?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like I'm not a big fan of dating apps. Don't have one. But if you're going to, like, date somebody... Like, you could just talk to somebody you meet in person.
Yeah.
And then talk to them.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Right. I mean, no, I think that's where they came out with this passport
this passport, then you go visit them still. You see them. A lot of times the women will come here still. But, you know.
See, I think the way this should work is after you date somebody and you're done, you can send the girl to a foreign country. There are a few I would have done that with. I would have.
There you go.
Bye-bye. Off to China, off to Vietnam. See, that would really get some business. I love you.
Are you talking about an American girl? Send him away?
Send him away. When the relationship's over, it's been real, it's been fun, but not real fun, off to Nigeria you go. Then we'd be rolling. That company'd be rolling in the money.
See, and I was going to ask you guys real quick. Have you guys heard of the, it's another thing called catfishing? I read up on the catfishing. You heard of it.
I know what it is, yes.
And it's actually a big
thing. Let the audience know what catfishing is.
Catfishing is when somebody entraps you. So basically, you send money to this person. Like, we'll use Nigeria, for example, right? Nigeria is really bad of catfishing. And what they'll do is they'll put a pretty picture on their profile. But 9 times out of 10, you're either talking to a guy or an ugly girl or whatever. It's not really that girl you're talking to. So
in America, we call that filters.
Filters,
it's called a filter.
Yeah. So basically, you get entrapped, and they ask for tons of money, and you're in love with them. They want you to come and visit them and all this stuff, right? Or they want to come and visit you, and you pay them money, and they always have, like, different stories, like different excuses. And that's what happens. And I know somebody personally that got in trouble with this. I'm not going to mention the person's name.
Do you?
Yes.
Imagine.
Yeah, you know too.
I do know.
Yeah. So it wasn't him or me, but we know the person.
Uh huh.
And it was a bad thing.
As far as I know, I really never got deep into it, but yes, I think it was not a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't know that it was a man though.
No. I don't think. Well, we don't know. It could have been because it's like a.
I did hear her on the phone one day.
Did you?
It was a woman's voice.
Yeah.
Or it was Michael Jackson. I don't know who it was. It was either Michael Jackson or it was a woman.
But the computers can do a lot of things.
My question is, Matt, how do you feel about that? Catfishing.
How do I feel about catfishing? I think that if you're talking to someone who doesn't live in your state or area and they ask you for money, you should just say no. Like, genuinely, it's the safest way to go about things.
But what if you're in love with this person? What if you're like, this person's like, it makes you feel good, and they want to come and see you, and...
An internet person?
This is what the people...
If somebody wants to
This
come,
is what's happening.
How much can you love the internet?
Exactly. If somebody wants to come and see me, I'm not going to pay for your ticket to come and see me. You can come and see me.
I won't even drive to the next city over to see anybody.
But you'd be amazed.
Let alone Nigeria.
You guys would be amazed how many people fall for this trick.
Well, because they want love. They're not getting love. They want love. If you're lonely and want love, you know, any old person will do.
I mean, I wouldn't do it either. I mean, I'm sorry, but... And I wouldn't do Mayor Water Bride either. Forget about that.
I just don't understand why everybody has to be in love. Can't we be alone? Can't we be happy?
I like to be alone. I've been alone for a while.
Well, I just don't understand why there's such a need that we have to go to foreign countries to fill the void.
I don't know.
I think people are just social creatures. They feel the need to have interaction or like...
Why that interaction, though? Why can't I have friends if I want to call somebody up?
Because most people want a companion.
Okay, what's the difference between a companion and a friend? I have plenty of friends. I am with you guys. We're friends. We're having a Friday night.
And
do I need anybody else?
And a lot of times you can have friends with benefits, too, you know?
Well, do you really need that?
No, I mean, there's a lot of people that are, you know, boy and a girl. They're just friends. That they have...
See, but that's where you start getting in trouble. You don't need that. I'm telling you right now, you're going down the wrong road with that type of relationship. Bad news. What do you think, Matt? Yes.
I think...
You know we have a top 10 list coming up later.
Yes.
With drum roll. Go ahead.
So hyped about the drum roll.
Me too. It's highly exciting. First time we've ever done that on this show.
But I think that I lost my thoughts.
Yeah, me too. By the way, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Should you go looking for love in a foreign country?
No.
Should you get a friend with benefits?
No.
Should you catfish somebody?
Yeah.
Do whatever you want for love.
Well, I mean, it happens all the time, or if you go to, like, a strip club.
Yeah, all the time.
No, like, if you go to, like, a strip club, right, and you pick up a random chick.
You don't want to do that.
No, you don't want to do that either, but people do it.
But you don't want to do that.
No, but it happens all the time.
That's when the problems start occurring.
You just have to make your mind up that if you're going to go to a gentleman's club, that you are leaving alone.
You just have to make sure you have plenty of dollars.
Well, it depends on what you want to do. Depends on what kind of night that's going to be. Well, that category was interesting. Mail order brides.
Wow.
Dislike.
Okay. Now, I like this topic. Now, Sean and I were out to eat tonight before the show, and I'm not going to say where we were because this is kind of a tentative subject, but there were several waitresses, servers, excuse me, at this establishment that we were at tonight, and I happened to notice, including our server, I looked up at one point, and 80% of the servers there were pregnant. Now, what do you think that accounts for? Phone calls to Nigeria?
What makes you think they're pregnant?
See, there you go. See? Look at that.
Their stomach.
I told him, I said, they could be fat.
No. There's a difference. You can't tell between a fat girl and a...
I can't.
It's the belly. No. It's the rest of their body. If they have a beer...
Yeah, so like,
girls don't have beer bellies.
Yeah.
But see, I actually asked a girl one time, and this is a God honest truth, and I ain't lying, and... I said, when do you do? And she says, I'm not pregnant. And I almost fell to the ground. I felt bad. I mean, I had to keep apologizing to her.
But she was probably big all over knowing the girls you hang out with. I don't think she just
That's
had a
not
big
fair.
Stomach.
No, I'm telling you, it really happens because you don't really know.
Yes, I do. The girls who are pregnant just have the popped stomach, and the rest of them is pretty much normal.
Well, what if they had their clothes on? You don't know.
You can see a popped stomach through clothes.
I don't know. I can't tell, I guess.
Our server tonight was pregnant.
You should ask her what she was doing. She'll pop you right in your face.
Well, why would she pop me in her face? Her stomach's already popped. Hasn't she popped enough things? So what's the correlation?
What, you mean a correlation why everybody's getting pregnant?
Why were the servers in this restaurant, 80% of them pregnant? Then I started to look around, and they were all pregnant.
Well, maybe because they're all ready to go on the maternity leave together.
I don't know. Have you ever noticed that when people work together, they'd start to do the same stuff?
Yeah.
Apparently, get pregnant's one of those things.
That's rough.
Yes, I don't know. There was just a lot of pregnant women there tonight, and God bless their heart.
I you know, frankly, I'm in two each's own, I guess. But you know, I'm not going to get anybody pregnant. That's for sure.
I don't think there's any chance of that. I'm not going to worry about it. I think there's a better chance of the Titanic coming back up to the ocean top than you getting somebody pregnant.
Oh, whatever.
I think it's fascinating that all women in this restaurant were pregnant. I want to go back there just to see if that happens again.
Well, I mean, it
just... It's just a one-time thing.
It's probably because it's summertime out.
What, the heat gets to people?
I guess so. The heat, they're all in heat.
They're all in heat.
Yeah.
Like cats.
Yeah.
Okay, well. They were probably in heat in winter then, because to be pregnant now, they, you know, something would happen back in January.
Probably. Who knows?
You know, that's a sad problem, though, because will these women, you know, I don't know, maybe the next president's there in somebody's belly.
The next president?
Of the United States.
Oh, well, you know, Marion, you never know. We had a president from
here.
We
had a Miss America from here.
And we had 40 of Treasury of the United States here.
We certainly did.
Yeah, but people really didn't like Harding.
I think in his time they did, or he wouldn't have got elected.
Yeah, but, like, after he was elected, like, he had a whole bunch of scandals within his office that made, like, his presidency look bad, even though he himself was never directly involved in any scandals.
But he was already dead. See, once you're dead, it doesn't matter. People can say whatever they want once you're dead. Like we learned the other night from our friend George Katsotis about that big man on the front page of the paper with Marilyn Meskey. Apparently that was former Mayor Gail Ireland.
He's pretty sure that's who it was.
Yeah. And apparently he went into George's restaurant one time and he
got sick.
He went behind the counter to get himself a cup of coffee and George was not in there and he poured coffee and started vomiting. And George came back in and said, well, where's Mayor Ireland? He said, he's in the bathroom vomiting. And what happened was he had drink in the urn cleaner, not the coffee. And then he sued George for $35,000 and it made the front page of the paper.
Bro, you walked behind the counter and poured your own cup of coffee.
Well, yeah, but this apparently this mayor was a little crooked, that big man on the front page of the paper.
So it seems.
Yeah, well... Does anybody remember Gail Ireland, the mayor? 740-383-9944. Was that him on the front of the paper? I don't know.
He was the mayor back in the 1932s.
1930s, 1940s, maybe 50s. 740-383-9944. Does anybody remember Mayor Gail Ireland?
How do you spell Gail?
Well, I think the male version of Gail is G-A-L-E.
Yeah, that's what I love. Ireland?
Ireland. I doubt he'll show up in any pictures, because, you know, it was a long time ago. But he's really eyeballing Marilyn Meskey in that picture. I said that last week. He's giving her too much eye. And if he was the mayor, who drinks urn cleaner, didn't George say he put him on his back?
Because George used to be really strong.
Picked this 350-pound man up off the floor, vomiting, put him on his back, carried him to the car... Took him to the hospital. And he sued him.
That's crazy.
He sued...
George Katsotis?
Yes.
Katsotis took him to the hospital, though?
He realized that he'd drink an urn cleaner. So he picked this 300-pound man was laying on the floor in the bathroom in his restaurant, continually vomiting. So George scooped him up on his shoulders and took him out to the car and put him in the car and took him to the hospital.
And then he sued him.
And that mayor sued him. $35,000. And back in 1950 or 40, you know, that's a lot of dough. That's like $150,000, $250,000 now. You could go see the Titanic with that kind of money.
I can't believe it cost that $250,000 just to go see the Titanic, though.
That's more than I make in like 3 years.
So I'm saying...
That's more than I make in like 10 years.
Should Mayor Gail Ireland have done that?
Sue him?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I think that's wrong. I mean, he's the one, like Matt said, he's the one who went behind the counter and got his own coffee. And can't he tell the coffee between urn cleaner and regular coffee?
Apparently not. The answer's no.
I don't see how you get them mixed up.
See, this is why George is good to have on. George will turn 91 in August, so he's seen it all. If you can throw a 350-pound mayor up on your back who's vomiting, you'll live to be 91.
Yeah, when you guys talk about Nip Tuck, you know, like the... You know, like the... when you brought that up.
Plastic surgery.
Yeah, plastic surgery. Yeah, that was interesting.
Well, he said he wouldn't have any done.
Yeah.
You know, at 91, that's when you do it. You either get it done or you don't.
What's the point in getting plastic surgery when you're old?
Well, you don't want people to know you're old. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but you're already old.
But do people know that?
It's just a
That's
waste.
Why people dye their hair.
It's a waste.
And people iron their face.
It's just
And people pull it back.
It's a waste of effort, Botox. Time, and money.
Botox.
Waste of effort, time, and money.
I won't put Botox in my face.
I think you got enough stuff in your face.
No, I mean,
do we need to make it any more puffier than it already is?
I mean, I wouldn't do Botox. There's no way in heck. Would you?
No, I wouldn't do any plastic surgery.
Well, I don't know. I think you have to be older or need something fixed.
Would you do Botox?
I don't need it.
I'm asking you, would you do it, though?
Well, if you don't need it, no.
If you would need it, you would do it?
I don't know. I mean, I know a couple girls who did it, who are in my age category.
I'm just asking you. Would you do it if you had to need it?
I doubt it.
You doubt it?
I don't think so. I mean, what would be the reason?
Exactly.
But the girls did it.
Well, the girls are different. Girls like to be all pretty, and that's a little different.
Pretty? I like that. I thought we had a caller there. If that was you, call back! 740.
Did you hang up on him?
I might have hung up on him. I'm not really sure.
You little fat fingers over there, or what?
Something happened with the phones. If that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 52 minutes past the hour, and we still got a top 10 list coming up.
That'll be amazing.
Oh, it's you know what?
And don't forget the drum roll.
Yeah, we have a drum roll coming.
Yeah.
We should probably preview that again. This is what it'll sound like just very soon. Can you feel the excitement?
Oh, I feel it, yeah.
You seem like you feel it. That's coming up later. Top 10 list. Say the category.
Category?
For the top 10 list.
I have no idea what it was now.
Scott's nicknames.
As made up by?
Abby.
There we go. It's coming up. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, the lawsuit was probably based on you don't store cleaning devices around your food area.
Now, do you know?
You always have them on in a separate, you know, location. That way stuff like that can't happen.
Now, do you know anything about former Mayor Gail Ireland?
No. Nope.
Do you think George Casotas hiked this man up on his shoulders and carried him?
I wouldn't say he didn't.
George was in the Korean War.
Well, see, here's the problem. I think he was cleaning the coffee pots with it, right?
Yeah, urn cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I shouldn't have been anywhere near there, you know.
But what?
He was cleaning them.
You know, which that was years ago. I mean, I don't know what the laws were then, but...
But wouldn't you have to have...
You don't store... You
just
know, paint
seemed
with
like
your,
a frivolous
in
loss.
Your refrigerator, you know, with your food or something.
But don't you have to run the urn cleaner through the coffee urn to clean it?
Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
Did the guy win the lawsuit, do you know?
No, he did not. It got thrown out. Because the man who did the coffee urn cleaner came down and, in court, drank some coffee urn cleaner and showed that he did not get violently ill.
Oh. Oh, that's good. He didn't have to pay out a lot of money.
Yeah, isn't that fascinating?
So their defense was to have a guy drink some urn cleaner?
that's a good trial, isn't it?
What? This is not. Watch this.
Yeah, hey, this ain't going to get you sick.
That's incredible.
But do we have to put any thought to Gail Ireland going over there behind the counter unsolicited and drinking something that he was not poured? He's not an employee.
Yeah, that sounds like an issue.
Yeah, he was partly at fault, too, because he shouldn't have been serving himself, but...
But he was a 350-pound man. Now, can you imagine a 350-pound man back in the 1940s?
That was a big man back then.
Oh, that was a big man.
You know, look at those Model T's and Model A's and stuff like that, you know.
I think this guy was a Model Z.
Yeah, a big guy don't fit in those things.
No, I don't know how he got around town. That's probably why he stayed in that neighborhood to drink his coffee.
He probably rode in the back of a truck and had somebody drive him.
Well, that's why George had to lift him up and carry him around on his shoulders.
Right.
Run him down to the hospital. The mayor's been poisoned with urn cleaner. Boy, that's a good story.
We're going to play next hour.
The top 10?
Yeah, or top 10 names to you, right?
Yeah, top 10 nicknames. I can tell the excitement's out there. Top 10 nicknames as given to me by Abby with a drum roll.
Oh, that ought to be good. Let's see what she says.
You know, she's okay. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, how smart do you think she is? You've heard her on the air.
How smart do I think she is?
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, I'd say about 7.
Ooh, well. Sean, what do you think?
I'm going to have to give her a 10.
Oh, okay. So you're really thinking this list is going to be great?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's smart as heck, but I have no common sense, you know.
She didn't have any common sense?
You know, a lot of people that are really smart in some ways, you know, are really dumb in others.
Yeah, like former Mayor Gail Ireland, who drank urn cleaner.
Yeah?
Yeah, That was pretty dumb right there.
Well, stay tuned. We're coming up. So get everything ready. Hold down the fort there. Get a room full because this
I'm ready.
All right. Stay tuned. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Coming up, top 10 nicknames as given to me by Abby.
All start with S's.
I mean, all start with S's. All 10 of them. No. 9 of them do. One starts with a D.
Oh, I know what that one is.
Well, forget it. But this all started because she called me a name that you can't say on radio, an inappropriate name. And I said, well, that ain't getting it. You're not going to call me. She called me that twice, by the way. A Shih Tzu.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah, terrible. Isn't that terrible? Coming from this woman. Who's this woman to call me a name like that? I call her a few names. 740-383-9944. Do you ever have a nickname, Matt?
Have I ever had a nickname?
Well, Matt is short for Matthew.
I've had lots of nicknames.
Well, give us some nicknames. Get the urn cleaner ready. Get it here.
So I used to get like some. I used to split firewood at the campground for like, I don't know, change when my parents had a permanent site there. Like when I still lived with my parents, and one of the dudes nicknamed me Circus Tent.
Circus tent.
Yeah, because okay. Because he said the way I was swinging the mall reminded him of the people on Dumbo whose job was to set up the circus tent.
So he just called you Circus Tent.
Yep.
All right.
I've gone by Marshmallow.
Marshmallow.
Yep.
Why Marshmallow?
Because I was fat back in the day. I'm gonna be for real with you. That was.
Oh, there you go.
I never picture you fat.
Oh yeah, no, I was a chunky. I was chunky back then.
Marshmallow. Well, there you go. Okay.
Got by Mateo.
Mateo? Okay. That's because your name's Matt.
Yep.
Okay. That it?
That I can think of.
So we got Mateo, Marshmallow, and Circus Tent.
Yep.
Okay, what are your nicknames, Sean?
Oh, God. Kool-Aid Man, Shrek.
That's true.
Yeah. Pumbaa.
Pumbaa. I remember Pumbaa.
Fat Man. Fatso.
Fatso.
Fats Domino.
Nobody called you Fats Domino.
Yeah, that's what I call myself. I call myself Fats Domino. Jesus, I don't know a whole bunch of...
Your grandma used to call you Doll Baby.
Yeah, she used to call me Doll Baby. I don't know why. She always...
Oh, yeah, I forgot. All right, childhood nickname. I got Maddie, my aunt.
Maddie?
Yep, they call me Maddie. And then I used to go by Fatty Maddie also.
Fatty Maddie.
Fatty Maddie.
Yep, Fatty Maddie.
So I think...
Maddie Moo.
Maddie Moo.
Yep.
Man, I cannot picture you as fat at all.
Well, you see, it's kind of funny, because everybody who knew me when I was fat can't picture me skinny. They're all like, man, you look like a whole new person.
Really? Well, so how'd you do it?
I had surgery on my leg, and then when I got out of the hospital, I was losing weight.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Let's crack you open and see what happens. How many surgeries? We'd probably have to do both legs to get him down, wouldn't we?
Probably so.
Now, what do you think? Fatty Maddie?
Fatty Maddie.
Marshmallow?
Marshmallow.
Mateo?
Mateo.
And yours are Fatso?
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid Man? Pumbaa?
Pumbaa. Shrek?
Shrek?
Yeah.
These are not terms of endearment.
Yeah, let's talk about yours now.
I've never really had any nicknames.
They called you Scooter.
Yeah, that was rare, though.
Yeah.
The Dean. I was called the Dean at one point when I first got in radio. The Dean of Broadcasting. That's about it. Lady used to call in and call me Scotto. Go ahead, caller.
How do you like this one? Sarah Dactyl.
Sarah Dactyl. Woo. Like a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying...
My kids always nickname me Sarah Dactyl.
Are you enjoying this show tonight? Isn't this not the hottest show?
From what I can hear of it, I've got a little pipsqueak here, and he's crying.
Hi, Sarah.
Lady, Liam, and Oliver, they're here. And Liam, he's... Real fussy tonight.
You got baby Liam and Oliver?
Yeah, Sarah's visiting Gray.
Oh, how nice. Now, where's the daughter at?
It's date night.
Oh, date night. No,
they went to the movies.
No,
my daughter is here. My son is the dad of these
two.
Yep, here we go.
Hi, Sarah.
I can tell it's a fan.
Yeah.
Liam's a fan.
They have to go to movies or something. You know these kids and they're, oh, I need a break. We never got breaks when I was younger.
Now, what do you make of the nickname? Because are you excited about the drum roll and the nicknames coming up?
Oh, the suspense is killing me.
I'm telling you what, it's like Dallas, Who Shot JR all over again.
Did you say him the other day?
Huh?
Didn't you say them the other day?
No, not these. Not these. The whole new list.
Oh, okay.
You'll love
them. Because I really like cottage cheese.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Hi, Sarah. Now, Sean's saying hello.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Now, here's the thing. I don't want to say, but we now know your daughter works at one of my favorite places. Now, what's the, could I get a deal?
You want the whole meal cup, huh?
Well, I think, you know, I can just pull through the line, and she can just hand it out to me, you know? It'll be like a quid pro quo in the morning.
Like a special code before you order? You have to give her, like, a code word or something?
Yeah, I'll say, Ceradactyl. Ceradactyl.
That might get you a discount, Scott.
I think so. Well, the dog's barking. Hey, we gotta go to break. Stay tuned.
The dog's barking, the baby's crying, I gotta go.
Stay tuned. We're going to break here, and the top 10 list... Nicknames given to me by Abby
Chase.
Why are you messing with the microphone? We're not off the air yet.
I had to because it's falling off. It's falling off.
Oh, Lord in heaven. We're coming back with Marshmallow and Shrek after the break. Don't you dare go anywhere.
To the African Safari Wildlife Park for your chance to meet over 400 exotic animals face to face. No other park comes this close. Not only